This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Jeff Sandhu. Together with me is
Frida Liu,
Arvind Ibaraj.
And on the show today, you might have heard me and Frida were talking about it at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. We're asking you, is it wise to be best pals with your boss? We'll get to that story in just a minute. Also, we're talking about the overall salary in Malaysia is expected to increase in 2019. And Arvind has a story about employers are being ghosted by their employees. Oh, this is like a dating kind of reference that you're throwing in here. And also, China online retailer Taobao, they're endorsing a physical store here in Malaysia. And we'll give you also a sneak peek of what event we're doing next year with that story. But let's go back to our 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We were asking people, like, is it wise to be best pals with your boss, Frida?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read from this article. This was taken from Business Insider Malaysia. It says here, forget the traditional boss-employee relationship. People are saying they have their boss phone number, have met their partners, and have even exercised together. I know, Jeff, you have.
And that's, yes.
And that's why you know broke your wrist.
I have a broken wrist because of my boss.
You see? Right. So, they say that meeting your boss, and other, going to their home and texting them are fairly common practices, according to an Olivet Nazarene University study of 3,000 workers. Employers are saying that they also partake in these same activities. Their boss, the very person who might just determine their salary, workload, and everything else about their livelihood. So according to a survey, nearly 70% have their boss phone numbers, and a third have asked them for advice. Around a quarter have socially hung out with their bosses, given their bosses advice, or gone to their homes. And the majority have met their bosses, significant others, and kids, and vice versa. Now, 18% of workers say they've been in the car with their boss for more than 2 hours, while 5% they've exercised with their bosses. So it's a sign of just how different, this is, I guess, in America, but I think also in Malaysia as well. You know, and decades ago, suits, cubicles, and clearly defined hierarchies were the norm in most offices, but that's been replaced with business casual environments, open office plans, and cutesy job titles like customer service ninja.
Oh, yeah. We've seen many of those when we've interviewed all these funky startups that come in, and their name cards, they're always different positions. Yeah,
so
really cool.
So it also says that happier employees are closer with their bosses. Other workplace experts, however, aren't so gung-ho in becoming besties with their boss. So this is Business Insider's Ayn Kane reported that the best bosses do indeed ask employees about their kids, their summer vacations, and so on. They recognize that workers have lives outside their office. On the other hand, those great bosses don't play favorites, and that might just be the case if you have a Snapchat streak with one of your employees and gush them about your love life while you stick to polite chit chat with the other with the other one. So playing favorites is a great way to torpedo office morale. If you make it clear the certain person is the apple of your eye no matter what, then you just encourage your other employees to give up on trying to impress you.
Favoritism, then, it becomes, right?
Right. So,
because then you'll be like, you know, this employee A is just always scratching, you know, the boss's back. And no matter what you do, it's, you know, you just have that favoritism problem.
Now, of course, you know, everybody gives their opinion. I'm the oldest in this room. the first company that I worked for was an established company, international company, 20 plus people. And it was very clear already, like, who's the boss and everything. So you kept your distance and everything. Second organization, MNC, lots of people, right? And it was a large organization. So you have your bosses and all that. The third one, of course, this is a startup, right? We started with a few people, so you actually get to know them on a more intimate level. I don't know. I come from that school of thought where I feel that there needs to be a line. I have become friends with my ex-bosses after I've left the company.
Yeah.
You know, and I did have a very close supervisor. We would visit occasionally. We'd be going to meetings in the car. We'll talk a lot. But then I don't want to see you after work.
You mean in this nice way.
And I think that it's just for both our sanities. And, you know, I find that point about how if there's an favoritism, you know, like nothing will get done. This one will get away with murder because besties, ma. Right? Even if it's not true, that's the impression.
Yeah. Right? It's the people around the organizations that will look at it that way. No matter how you try to, you know, put that boundary, if you're best friends, you still have to like, it's okay, I understand you're my supervisor, you're my boss. But the people around will not know the discussions that happen between, you know, employee and the boss in that situation.
And I think also as a boss, you know, imagine like, okay, you become really pally and something happens because of that friendship.
Yes.
How will that affect work after that? Like everything that person does is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, what if you're in, like, the startups that we see nowadays? Most of the bosses are this in the same age bracket as the employees.
Yeah.
Like, you have bosses who are in their late 20s, early 30s, and then the employees are also obviously, like, you know, early 20s, mid-20s and stuff. So they're all in that same age bracket. They do the same things. Even when you want to communicate with them, they take it easy. They're like, you don't have to send me formal emails. Just send me a WhatsApp. Just call me. Just, you know, and they know their bosses' accounts on other social media platforms, like maybe Snapchat and stuff. So it's I don't know how to draw that line with new companies. Okay. I guess in like older, more established companies, I can kind of understand maybe after the company's 10 or 15 years old, then the boss itself becomes an older person.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
No, I can understand closeness, but do I want to see you more than that? You know, I can
do I consider you as a best pal?
Besties, you know, are we BFFs? You know, I don't know if I want to go down that path. And of course, you know, we're getting feedback from everybody. And just want a reminder, this 2 weeks leading up to New Year, because Enterprise is just such a wonderful show, we're having giveaways from Nala Design.
Yes.
And this is a travel set for this week, and it's worth over 200 ringgit. And the best response for today, judges' decisions are final, huh? Okay? we'll be in touch with you directly. We think your response is greatest. And you know, you'll get a travel set, and there'll be one a day worth over 200 ringgit. But anyway,
amazing, yeah. And it we'll get to some of the people's like feedback on this and all. But I think, you know, it is right. We need to have that clear separation. It's fine when it comes to, like, you know, playing futsal or basketball once a month kind of thing. But if it becomes such a regular thing, and then it's a little bit weird. So in BFM, we do it once a month. We used to do it once a week when the organization was much smaller. Back then, but then now it's grown a lot bigger. So normally you would expect, oh, they've got more people, means you'll do it more often. We were like, actually, you know what, we're gonna actually reduce this, we're gonna do this once a month instead, because you gotta have a little bit of your personal life outside of your employees and your people at work itself, even your colleagues, not just your bosses, but even colleagues as well. You gotta have something. I think you're early on your discussion with was it with Shankar talking about, you know, you gotta have a balance, and you gotta find happiness outside of work. If it's everything revolves around work, if something happens, that's it. Like, that's an atomic bomb
and I think
for your entire life.
I think as a boss as well, right? I mean, if this is a bestie, then do you know if you'll be objective enough when someone else gives an opinion, or you will only listen to your bestie's opinion, right? Because you don't, because you've gotten too close.
Your clicks.
So that's a dangerous thing.
I don't know. I've seen some people who the best way is when they communicate with each other. They have a way of, they are very close, but when it comes to giving them reviews or being objective about stuff, then their communication is also very open. So they know how to draw that line. So they can be pally and friends, but when it comes to a point where they need to, if someone's not performing or not doing something that should be done for the company, then they're straightforward about that as well.
You know, I mean, I had over the weekend, right? I mean, over the weekend, I just spent the time with one of my ex-bosses, right? And she's a really good friend. And she was able to do that, you know, during work and everything. She was based out of Singapore anyway. We could talk about things. She could, you know, have these really frank conversations. But when it's work, it's work. But we didn't hang out until after I've left the organization, and we became really good friends, you know. But even then, she knew how to draw the line. But maybe because I didn't see her face to face a lot. I don't know. You know, like, we'll be okay on the phone and everything. Oh, but you need to do this. Oh, okay. Right?
You know, so they know how to compartmentalize their duties.
But I don't know if she was with me all the time and we had lunch together and everything, whether she'd be impartial, whether I will take it when she becomes, you know, when she tries to tell me something, whether I will be able to receive it as well, because I thought we were friends, you know, and whether I can draw that line.
So is it wise to be best pals with your bosses? Let us know. Get in touch with us. We've got a whole bunch of tweets and WhatsApp messages, and also on Instagram. You can get in touch with us, WhatsApp 0187898899, or Instagram and Twitter, it's at BFM Radio. This is Best Friends by Foster the People. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.